Once a year, on the 16th of October, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations celebrates World Food Day, the day on which the organization was founded in 1945. This day is meant to focus our attention on the efforts taking place worldwide towards eradicating hunger. It is a day meant for raising awareness of the many hunger and nutrition issues that affect every person on the planet. It is a day that reminds us that we are united in our efforts. This theme aims to highlight the importance of food systems that can feed all people in a sustainable manner. As World Food Day events begin to take place around the world, FAO encourages everyone to think about and explore the various perspectives, priorities, and feelings about the importance and complex nature of food and nutrition security. Alexander Maybeck is a senior policy officer at FAO. In the following interview, he elaborates on this year's theme, the key issues, and how they are all connected.
World Food Day is about raising awareness on hunger and what we can do about it. There are 842 million hungry people globally. There are also almost 2 billion people who are not eating well, who are malnourished, lacking essential micronutrients and vitamins. And at the same time, you have 1 billion 400 million people overweight or obese, which means that all the imbalances that we know now risk increasing, and there will be an increased pressure on the environment, on natural resources, on water, on land. And if we want to be able to feed the population in 2050 the way it should be fed, we need to work about it now. What we mean by food system is everything which is linked to food, which is all what is necessary to produce food. Fertilizers, products to protect plants, tractors, machines, all the natural resources you need, the farmers who are working to produce this food, and then all the retailing, the shops, the consumers, and even the waste of that food. So imagine when you eat all what is necessary to have the food on your plate, where it's coming from, who has produced it, who has sold it to you, who has transported it. And you realize that it is an incredible number of people and of things which are linked. In some areas of the world, you have too much nutrients being given to plants, or because you have too many animals in a single place. And so you have too much nutrients going in the water, and then you have water pollution, eutrophication, too much algae growing. And at the same time, you have areas in the world where you do not have enough nutrients. In Africa, for instance, there is not enough fertilizers. So crop production is digging the earth. You're getting nutrients year after year out of the soil, and so the soils get degraded, and finally you will not be able to produce anymore in some areas already now, in others in 10 years or in 20 years. So the idea is how to be sure that you have the proper nutrients where you need them, to use water but not too much, to be sure that you'll have again water in 10 or 20 years. And it's a bit the same with the people. You have hungry people, malnourished people, and at the same time, overweight and obese. So there is a kind of parallel between the two, and the two are linked. We are all responsible of the food systems, first of all, because they are meant to provide us with food. So we are the aim and the objective of food systems, which also means that all of us have a huge role to play in driving these food systems. It is the choice we make for our food that drive all the production systems and retailing and everything. If we do not take care of it, will we be able to feed the population in 30 years?